Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 24th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. We're all back. Both myself and Jocelyn are back from our vacations, so expect things to go back to normal this week at the inn. Speaking of Gamers In, I started playing Uncharted Lost Legacy. Actually, I finished it. It's quite short. I purchased it last year during the Black Friday sale. It was about 50% off, so it was about $25 Canadian. I'm a huge fan of the Uncharted series, so I was surprised it took me this long to get around to it, but I decided to boot it up, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was more Uncharted, and I think that's kind of what hurt it when it came out. It was only a year after Uncharted 4, and it was a lot of build-up and a lot of hype to Uncharted 4, and honestly, Uncharted games, they don't overstay their welcome, but they're longer than you anticipate. So it's a good chunk of gameplay. But with Lost Legacy, I thought it was the sweet amount of time that you would expect from it. It's shorter. It's much shorter than a normal Uncharted game in my mind, but it doesn't overstay its welcome. And I don't know whether that was good or bad, I guess. Probably a year out from Uncharted 4, that's a good thing. But I think it was maybe a little too close. Maybe they should have held on to it and... Well, they announced it as DLC, so I guess they had to put it out a year later, but I'm glad they made it. It was really cool to play as Chloe and hang out some more with Nadine, a new character from Uncharted 4, so I will chat a bit about that on the Gamers In this week. I know Jocelyn played it when it came out and gave first impressions. I believe she summed it up as, it's more Uncharted, so look forward to more thoughts on that one almost a year later. I'm also planning to take a look at the new No Man's Sky update called Next. Just went live today. I haven't touched No Man's Sky since its release. I think I played a bit with the Foundation update where you were building bases and stuff. Have not booted up since. I realized that as I downloaded a bunch of patches for it today in anticipation of streaming it. So I'm going to check that out. Jocelyn is pretty much knee-deep in 8.0. It just launched, so I'm sure there will be some Warcraft talk, but she did say she would dip into her Steam library and see what tickled, what kind of popped up as an interesting choice. So look forward to that little surprise, but I'm sure there'll be Warcraft talk. I mean, Battle for Azeroth is literally just a couple weeks away, and I, for one, am unsure what I'm going to do. I know I'll play it eventually. I just don't know if I'll play it at launch. I don't know. I saw the Jaina thing. People are freaking out about it. It's a great animated short, don't get me wrong, but I kind of wanted the whole Battle for Azeroth story to be told in a Warcraft 4. It just feels kind of weird in the MMO. I'm not a PvP guy, so we'll see. I'll probably play it. This is just me, Himen, and Han for the sake of Himen and Han, and come August 13th, I'll buy it and I'll preload it. It's super expensive. Those expansions are like $60 Canadian. And then if you want the deluxe edition, it's like $87. And then it's like $16 a month. That's like almost $100, you know? I just don't know if it's worth it, honestly, for me. But we'll see. I'm sure people will say, hey, this, you should play it. Good points. All right, moving on. Summoner's Call, Forging Bonds, a new event, which was detailed in the latest Faye channel. That went live, so Eddie and I will be talking about that on our Fire Emblem Heroes podcast, so look forward to that. Also, we'll have more news. I think we're doing a game club. I think we're halfway through Act 4, so that's exciting. And yeah, I'm really enjoying playing Echoes again, and I'm finally at a point where I am past where I played before, so that's exciting. We got some cool thoughts on how we're going to do Game Club going forward, so looking forward to that. And yeah, it's been an excellent time in Fire Emblem Heroes, and August is basically just a free orb extravaganza, so looking forward to that as well. As for upcoming events, as mentioned earlier, No Man's Sky got a much-anticipated multiplayer update with Next, so look forward to that if you already own the game. And if you're saying, well, what if I have an Xbox One? Well, you can buy it on Xbox One now. It just launched. So you can check out No Man's Sky on your Xbox platform. Look forward to that. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Let me know whether I should pick up WoW. I'm sure you're all biased, so you'll tell me to pick it up. thanks for listening, and have a great week.